What is up, you guys? It is Mario. So you might be thinking, what's CineSpeak? And I guess my explanation for that would have to be, so if you guys have been listening, I started off the podcast calling it Mario Talks, which I thought was fine, but I kind of decided to rebrand it just because it felt like the podcast needed some more guidance as to what it was gonna become or whatever. And I figured, well, I like talking about movies a lot, so I might as well just shift the podcast more into that direction and focus on that a little more. So that's why I rebranded it to CineSpeak. Basically, it just means that the podcast is gonna be, it's still going to be, like, laid back and stuff, but it's also going to be more film-oriented, just because that's where my interests lie. So, on each episode, pretty much, I'm going to be focusing on just movies that are of interest to me. It could range from masterpieces to really crappy ones, and then I'll obviously have guests, as I've had in the past. And we'll have, like, a movie, to talk about as well. So for today's episode, I wanted to talk about this movie called, Blue Jay from 2016. It is directed by Alexander Lehman and written by Mark Duplass. It also stars Mark Duplass along with Sarah Paulson. And basically the movie is about this couple, or not, well, I guess they're not a couple anymore, but they're basically high school sweethearts, or ex-high school sweethearts that just by chance end up meeting back up after like 20 years spent apart. They end up meeting back up together. They're both at like a grocery store, and they're like shopping, and they stumble upon each other. And at first, it's a little bit awkward because they've been apart for so long. And then Mark Duplass's character Jim suggests that he and Sarah Paulson's character Amanda kind of just hang out for the night, for the day, since they haven't seen each other in so long. And from the very beginning of the movie, Mark Duplass and Sarah Paulson are really able to establish, a sense of history between the characters, like, right off the bat. So right from the beginning, I was super, like, invested in them, and watching them on screen together was just really, like, it really, like, sucks you in, I guess. Because, like I said, you get invested in them super quick. And basically, yeah, the whole, it honestly reminded me a lot of Richard Linklater's film Before Sunrise. It's very much in the same vein as that, and I love Before Sunrise. And for a minute during the movie, I thought, this is a little similar to that, but when does it go into, like, rip-off territory, I guess? But I'm happy to say that Blue Jay, I wouldn't call it a ripoff of Before Sunrise at all. It definitely shares some elements with Before Sunrise. Mostly just, like, the whole dialogue as plot thing that Richard Linklater is, like, famous for. I guess most known for. That's the style he likes to do. But Mark Duplass, like, I guess Mark Duplass, I watched an interview, and I guess Mark Duplass, pretty much showed Sarah Paulson, or called her because they had a mutual friend, and, he basically told her about the project, but at the time, he only had, like, a two-page, like, outline. He didn't really have a script, and that really surprised me. But it made sense, because whenever I watched it, I'm like, whoa, this dialogue is written really well. Like, it feels supernatural. And then I watched that interview, and I found out that, like, the majority of the movie was just, like, improvised. Like, they had outlines as to where the story would have to go, but, like it was all like the dialogue was all pretty much improvised between the two actors. And that really made sense because the movie, like the dialogue in the movie really just feels natural, like in the best way possible. And that's another aspect that really adds to the film being so like entrancing, I guess, as it is. It's just a really beautiful film. Like I said, the whole movie's pretty much just them talking to each other, and you get as the movie as like the more the movie goes on, the more you start like learning more about their history. And it's really melancholic, because like 'cause they're both like you can tell that both characters are like trying to be trying to be like happy in front of each other, like putting on that sort of facade, but like you know as a viewer that in their minds, in the back of their minds, they're like thinking about everything they experienced together in the past. And it all comes like crashing down on them towards the end of the film. I won't spoil it, but there's a reveal, a pretty decent sized reveal, at the end of the film that really just it just adds a lot of layers to their relationship. And it's honestly really heartbreaking, but it's just the way that it's crafted is so like it's genius, if I'm being honest. I really loved it. The difference between this and Before Sunrise, though, I would say, is that Before Sunrise is very much about a couple meeting for the very first time and basically falling in love with each other, whereas Blue Jay is more about like that pretty much already happened in their relationship, and now like they had already dated. Did I mention that? Basically, they had already dated in the past, like yeah, high school sweethearts. But obviously, it didn't work out. And then now that they meet 20 years later, they're basically like reflecting on their past together. So it's different in that respect, and I think it's a really interesting angle to come out of a movie. How do I'm bad at wording things. It's a really interesting angle to take for a romance film. And I would say that Blue Jay, first and foremost, would be a romance film. But it's a romance film that really kind of transcends that because it goes into like deeper themes than your typical romance film would. And those are my favorite kinds of romance films. Because I love when, I said this in my Letterboxd review, but I'll say it again. I love when films are able to take the human condition, and be able to portray it as well as this movie does. I'm just really interested in like human beings and how they think, how their experiences. I've always been really interested in that, and Blue Jay is like a prime example of that. It's literally just about human beings and like the experiences they share, and just, you know, like the tragedy behind like human relationships, I suppose. Another thing that really was really like I guess put me in shock or something like so, yeah. It was shot in 7 days, which for a movie like this, I guess makes sense, but like it's just amazing to me that such a beautiful film can be made in such a short amount of time. Like it's a really simple film. Like it's literally like it's really indie, and I really love indie films that feel like you can just go out and make it. Like this feels like that to me. Obviously on a little like a little higher of a level, but I don't know, it's honestly a little bit inspiring, I'm not gonna lie. I really liked it. Yeah, but and also another thing I have to mention is the black and white cinematography was fucking gorgeous. And I watched, I think it was in the same interview I watched, but I guess Mark Duplass and the director Alexander Lehman, they, I guess at first they were pretty hesitant to have or to shoot the film in black and white because Mark Duplass said that he thought it'd be too pretentious, and I totally understand where he's coming from with that comment. But I'm so glad that they went with it because it's so the black and white just look to the film adds even more depth to the story and the characters. It makes the film feel very nostalgic. Like, it's a really special quality, I think, that the film has. And another interesting fact that I learned in that, probably that's, I think it was the same interview as well. So Alexander Lehman, this was his first narrative feature film, because I guess he's primarily like a documentary filmmaker. And Mark Duplass said that he really wanted to have somebody like that to make or to direct the film because he wanted it to, basically he wanted it to feel like authentic. And I think that was I also think that was a really good choice because the film even like the film really does feel it like a documentary at some points because it feels so real. And the way it's shot is just so naturalistic, and there's some like he captures so many like just the landscape of like the small town in California that the characters inhabit. He captures that town so like beautifully because it's not a town that has a lot going on, but just the way it's shot, it just looks amazing. Also, the score in this film is super, it's so beautiful, and it's melancholic, and it goes with the story and the film so well. It's Julian Wess composed the film, and his score adds a lot to a lot to the emotion that comes across as well. I guess all of the different aspects that make up this film just really struck a chord with me, from the technical aspects to the like story aspects. I gave it a 4.5 stars on Letterboxd because I loved it so much. It's not quite at 5 stars because I like holding the 5-star rating for films that truly, like I truly believe are masterpieces. Like this film is close. It came really close. Maybe with more viewings, I'll think it's a masterpiece. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's about it for this one. I think I said pretty much everything I wanted to say. Mark Duplass and Sarah Paulson are fucking fantastic in this film. Their performances are so good. Definitely check out Blue Jay, man. It's such a good movie. Especially if you're into like more grounded romance films, I guess. It's streaming on Netflix, so there's not really an excuse not to watch it. I honestly came across it by accident because I was just scrolling through Netflix one night trying to find something good to watch, and that came up, and I saw that Mark Duplass was involved, so I checked it out, and obviously I ended up loving it, which is always nice, taking a chance and having the movie actually be something you really connect to. But yeah, definitely check it out, like I said. It's a fantastic film. I can't recommend it enough. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at mariomunoz.film and then on Letterboxd at mariomunoz, and keep up with my movie watching adventures, I guess. Stay tuned for more episodes coming up. I'm really excited for the future of this podcast. I think it's going to be really cool. I'm excited to have more guests on it, and I'm excited to talk about movies. And also if you have any like suggestions as far as movies that that you want me to watch, I'll try to watch those as well and make episodes about them so you can hear my thoughts on them. I'm gonna be super honest though, so just if I don't like the film, it's not personal. It's just, you know, everybody has their own tastes. And that's another thing I hate when people, if you don't like a movie and somebody like gets mad at you for it, it's like we're all entitled to our own opinion. It's like art is subjective, okay? But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, like I said. And yeah, stay tuned for the next episode and have a good one. Or have a good one. Fuck, I can't even speak. Thanks for listening.